Hi, Kara.
May I ask who's calling, please?
This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm getting a lot of these weird cold calls about verifying my business, and I usually hang up on them, but it's, like, getting a lot. And it's saying that my business has not been Google verified. Also, when I search for house cleaners in my area, it is not coming up. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, your Google listing is verified. I'm looking at it right now. I can actually send you the link. So that's a scam call.
Okay.
Secondly, as far as how you're ranking and all of those things, I can set a customer service call for them to go over all the content.
Oh,
and where
it doesn't show up at all.
And where
as
every
of yesterday.
Okay. The purpose of my call, Kara, is because you clicked in the dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Google Guaranteed. That's an upsell or an upgrade on some current products that you have. You may have done that on accident, but it triggers a call from me just to see if
okay,
that was done on purpose or
we
not.
We could talk about it.
Well, you don't qualify for Google Guarantee because we don't have a category for cleaning. We do have Yelp ads available for the cleaning category, but we don't have it available for Google Guarantee. So it's kind of like one of those calls.
I'm laughing
like,
because Yelp and I have a very long-standing battle.
Okay, cool. So you already have an understanding with Yelp. Well, then, what I could definitely do, though, is schedule.
That's why you chuckled.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, I think you understand Yelp, too. That's why you chuckled.
Well, it depends on, we sell Yelp ads as well. So as you can imagine, I hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've heard it all. So, yeah, it is a chuckle, definitely, because depending on your experience, you could take my head off with it or or not, you know.
I've also done Thumbtack. I've also done Angie's List. Angie's List, actually, you'll get a kick out of this one. Not sold, but they leaked my information. Okay, so then a scam company on the consumer side stole my house cleaning name and my phone number and was using it to spoof off of to scam other people. And then I told them that they should fix it, and I didn't want anything else to do with it. This was within 5 days of signing up with them. Mm-hmm. Only had 4 leads. All were scams.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't refund my money, so I did a chargeback, and now they sent me to collections. After they had already issued me credit and then removed it.
There's a class action lawsuit against that company.
Yes, I know there's been many, so do you know who was in charge of it so I can get on
the
bandwagon?
Well, if you just Google class action lawsuit, Angie's or Thumbtack or whichever one it is, Angie's, then you'll see them all come up right there and you can just connect directly with them. And usually when you take that to your bank, they'll resolve any type of collections or any of that stuff if you're having any issue there. Because that's like public knowledge. FTC sued them. So that's like the
national. Yeah, I know the federal trade. Right?
Yeah, exactly. That's like a big deal. So usually I've had lots of clients like your experience, get it resolved that way. Absolutely.
I mean, I got my money back, but now they've reversed the credit. So now I owe them like $170 for all 4 leads, which were nothing but scams.
Yeah.
Threats on my life. I'm not paying that.
No, you can't pay that on purpose alone.
Yeah.
You know, like just on purpose alone, you can't pay that. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I asked them, if you were in my shoes, would you pay it?
Right.
And they laughed and said, hell no.
Right. So why don't you just take it off and quit being a, you know what?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I said, you have the
clickety click click buttons over there. Just do it.
They said that they don't have the clickety click buttons.
Oh, they're full of bananas.
It's so bullshit. I know.
Okay.
But I'll take it up with collections in the Federal Trade Commission. So that's fine.
I do want to get your other stuff resolved, though. So let me schedule an appointment with the technician. I have available appointment time.
I've only had 4 leads, maybe 6 leads, and they were all in Baltimore City. I made it very clear that I do not service that area out of safety issues. Baltimore City is the number one murder capital of the United States.
Mm.
And then the other issue I was having is like, it's been two and a half months now. And I'm, or how long, can you see when I first started with you guys?
Yeah, you started with us 8 weeks ago. So that's right at 60 days. And that's
right.
Just about the time everything gets a real crank, gets kind of cranked up, at least 45 to 60 days. That's why I want to go ahead and schedule a call with the technician so that way we can revamp any keywords.
Yeah, because I'm still not coming up. I'm still not coming up on the search. Now, if I type in my exact business name, yeah, I come
right.
up.
Right, which nobody's going to do that unless they already know the name of your business. Then
right,
they wouldn't
exactly.
Need to Google you.
Exactly.
Right, I understand. So let me schedule a call for you with the technician. Tomorrow the appointment time starts as early as between 10 a.m. and the last one is 6:30 p.m. all throughout the day. I can schedule. They're done in half-hour increments, whatever time is good for you. Or we can just set a random call for sometime in the next 24 hours. It's up to you.
No, can we do 12 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow?
I have 12:30.
That's fine.
Perfect. You're going to get a call from the 877 phone number, Kara. They'll go ahead and review that information and go over everything. Now, do you have the tiny URL for you to get more reviews? Because I know that's one thing that's definitely going to help is to get more reviews.
I don't think I got a tiny URL.
Okay.
But I can How do I do that?
I'm going to have our team create it, and I'm going to send it over to you via text message.
Okay. I just need the original URL to do it.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take care of it. It's part of the services. Absolutely no worries.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
now,
you.
Now, the other thing I'm having is they promised me they would not bill me until I showed up on Google, like, you know, as a wide search, not specifically my cleaning
name,
but I, and they wouldn't charge me. And why do I feel like they charged me?
You haven't been charged. Your next bill date isn't until February 28th. I'll have them review that call. Like I said, I'll make sure that they review the call.
I'm just trying to think of everything like that you can just like tell them to be prepared for because I have to have brain surgery. So me starting this cleaning company up again was a way that other people could do the labor while I ran it.
Uh-huh.
No way I could have brain surgery. Also, I need to let you guys know I'm moving out of state.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still going to be running the cleaning company here, but I'm also expanding it to West Virginia. And I already have a few clients that I have gotten on my own. I also have realtor friends that once I move, they're going to start using me for their cleaners. So we're going to have to, I don't know how to do that, to split this between
you
two states.
Yeah, so we'll review what options are available for that, depending on how far apart it is. We may be able to use the same location. If it's too far apart, we may have to create a second location, depending on what's going on. So let's first verify the keywords and make sure that everything is running accurately on this one. And I'm going to put here in the notes that you're looking to expand out to Virginia, and then we'll just kind of see where
West Virginia.
West Virginia, you got it. Okay.
I don't know. We can wait on that one until I move because I'm looking for the land right now. My house will be sold in the beginning of March. I'm renting back from the owner 1 month, and then I'm gone. But I will be back to Maryland twice a month to run my grooming business to make sure my employees on this side are doing what they're supposed to be doing, to do an inventory and equipment check, and just to, you know, stop by and follow up. I don't know. I'm a very I pay attention to detail, and I hold my company to a very high standard. So,
sure, we want to take care of
you. I'll take on some of my repeat grooming clients, and you know, I've got other things coming up. Like, just to tell you real quick, just because I'm excited, and I'll let you go. My children's book series is getting ready to be published in the next 2 weeks. I'm creating a perfume and cologne line for animals that smell like human grade, but they are safe for animals and all natural, and they come in miniature bottles. So miniature perfume bottles are so hot right now. So let's just take my dog, for example. I have a pit bull. So Shropshire Terrier, we come up with a name that would, of course, have to be like a woodsy scent, and it would come in a pit bull / miniature bottle. Now, we could do La Femme Poodle. That'd be maybe a more floral scent, very light, very fancy. That would come in a poodle bottle. We could do cats. Like, I'm ready.
It sounds like it.
So I've got a lot more coming.
Well, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And I'm going to be driving my old grooming trailer and getting modern and keep on going.
Yes, absolutely keep on going.
I have no bills anymore. I have so much equity in my house, and then my husband's life insurance. Like, I'm paying off all my debt. I'm buying 3 acres in West Virginia, a miniature farm. I am going to have a double-wide trailer that's 3-bedroom for me and my kids. I'm going to have a second trailer that I'm renting out, so that'll offset any costs for food or gas or anything.
Right.
I'm having a barn, a horse, a cow, 2 goats, 2 sheep, and a couple of chickens. I am so excited.
That's a beautiful. I want to have that.
I know. Just be careful. If you're going to make a move, but do it soon because the market's going to crash. I'm a Christian, and I've been shown a couple visions of what's getting ready to happen, and it's going to be bad. That's why I'm putting a rush on everything, but that's another story. Anyway, I've talked your ear off enough. So just I will talk to them tomorrow at noon. I hope you have a beautiful day.
You as well, and the appointment's at 12:30, okay?
Oh, 12:30, yes.
From the 877 number, okay?
Okay, I'm going to make
then,
a note
and
of that.
Then I can put in there for them also to give you a call. If you take advantage of the call tracking number, you'll be able to eliminate those spam and robocalls, okay?
Okay.
That's included with your package. Nothing extra for that.
Yeah.
I'll have them review that information with you, okay?
Yeah. And the one other thing was the billing, because if they could push it to March, like, I can pay off the whole thing, like, at once, once the house is sold. It's just, there was a lot going on with Google. They, like, rejected me so many times for, we don't even know why. And they just kept pushing back the due date. And it's hard. I've been struggling a little bit because I'm a recent widowed single mom of two boys. And I need brain surgery. And I'm still working.
I have to know, what do you need brain surgery for?
I have a rare brain disorder called empty cella syndrome. And it's usually caused by a tumor or trauma that flattens your pituitary gland at the top of your brainstem, and then the spinal fluid leaks up into your head and expands. So it's like pressure and all that. So I have to have a shunt placed. And as long as there's no tumor, I'll be okay. If there's a tumor, then it's not good.
We don't know if there's a tumor yet.
Right. I'm waiting till I move, because there's no point in starting that whole surgery and procedure now when I'm leaving in like 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
so,
God bless you. I'll be praying for you.
I can't do it now anyway because I still have to work. So at least then I'll have everything paid off, and I'll get the surgery.
Right.
But, yeah, if we could hold off on the billing, because I have not seen much results from this at all. And there's things that are still off. So we'll discuss that tomorrow and see what can be done.
Absolutely. We'll take good care of you.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful, blessed day.
You too. Bye, Kara.
Bye.